Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Heron Document Systems, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, H&H Lifestyles, Jessup Furniture, Parker's, Shell and Hogan, and by Nat's Landing. Now here is your host, John Wetzler.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am John Wetzler on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Nat's Landing, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Heron Document Systems, and by H&H Lifestyles. Sorry, we had a little technical difficulty with my phone here, which I'm getting replaced today. FedEx brought me a new one. It's at home, so I'm kind of excited about that. But so we had a little technical difficulty, so we're going to kind of go back over this again. We're talking about how we played up to Valwood, and now we've played up to go to Wesleyan. I felt like we competed well. I felt like I was proud of the way we played. Made some mistakes, but still earned the respect of a great team. And I was telling you that Georgia Tech recruiter was sitting right behind me and just sitting there just watching the whole game. And we're getting kids are getting exposure.
Yeah, and, you know, we often think of just we got two guys that everybody's looking at, but we got a lot of college coaches that are calling us. And we're talking to them right now about other kids.
Yeah.
You know, not just the two, not Jalen and Jayshon that are getting a lot of looks, but, you know, we got some Valdosta States and other places that are giving us a call that we're talking to. We talked to Colorado State the other day. We're talking to a lot of different places about our kids. Georgia State was another one that's called and talked to us about some kids. So, you know, I know we get a lot of hype about those two guys, but we've got a lot of other kids that are getting noticed right now, and it's very important for us. I think we were on a big stage, and that's what I wanted. You know, when you go to Atlanta, you're going to get looked at. You don't have a choice.
Yeah.
You know, people are going to come and travel and watch you play, and I was kind of on a big stage to go play, and so some people get looked at, and it's important that you play your best game when you're out there, and you do things right, and play hard. You never know who's going to give you a phone call about one of your kids. So it's pretty exciting to get the exposure and get the kids out there.
Absolutely. And, you know, this would be the time in our normal program where we, you know, try to transition from last week and what we learned and what happened to kind of what are we going to expect this week. But this week we got a hurricane. So, We're going to have to, you know, now you got to worry about keeping everybody, you know, in football shape. And so what are you going to do to prepare? What are we going to do to keep everybody from idle hands?
Well,
amongst the devil's workshop.
I talked to the kids today when all of this information, we're getting this overload of information coming to us in the afternoon. This boom, 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 boom. You know, trying to get the game and canceling the game and trying to get it all worked out. And I just told the kids, you know, we're all going to have to go our separate ways here probably in the next two or three days. But the key is to do your setups, your push-ups. When you get a chance to outside and jog, get out there and jog. You know, stay close to your phone because we'll be checking in with everybody, make sure everybody's okay. And then as soon as we get the all clear, we'll get back out there and start practicing. Because only, you know, the things that can take your mind off this kind of stuff is getting out there and just locking in and practicing a little football and get away from it. It's been a hectic last two or three days for me because I'm, you know, you can't just sit and concentrate on the game part. You're worried about all the other stuff on the outside. And, you know, now at least we know what we're facing and what we got to go against. But the uncertainty is what we're going to return to, after this thing pushes through. And, you know, again, once you get back, the community's got to rally together and the kids got to rally together. And, it's going to be a big thing, and I've told our kids before, you go out there and you help those that need help. It don't matter what it is. When we get back, we're going to push through, and we're going to help everybody, and we'll get this thing fixed. We'll whip it again. We whipped it once last year. We'll whip it again, and we'll rebuild it. We're good at it. We're almost like pros at this now.
Well, you are listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Yeah, we're like veterans already of the 100-year storm. You know? I thought the 100-year storm was always going to come like every 100 years.
Yeah, I was told somebody today when we first moved down here, they sold us on the whole, we haven't had a major hurricane here in 40 years, you know, and then we've been here now for 8 years, and in this past year we've had two major hurricanes, so I'm like, wow, we must have brought something with us, some bad luck or something. So, but, you know, it's a focal point. I talked to the kids today. I thought, even though I brought them in the middle of practice and told them what the events were, and I thought the kids did a good job of rallying, putting it out of their mind, and going to work today, and had a good practice, and you know, might be our last one for 5 or 6 days. Yeah. We don't know, but I thought the kids did a really good job of staying focused and dialed in today of fixing the little things, and that's what we started talking about the other day. That, you know, when we watched the film with Wesley, and I didn't think we looked like we were ready at times, and if you're not ready at every snap, you'll lose a step, and we can't afford to lose a step, so. We went back to a few of the small things: huddling on defense, communicating, yelling and screaming at each other, pursuing to the football at all costs, getting to the ball. Everybody gets to the ball, you know. And offensively, we're going to huddle. We're not going to stand out there, and I'm not going to do the charades anymore where I run up downfield, put my hands up and down. We're going to huddle up, and I'm going to call the plays, and we'll run them in off the sideline. We'll get the guys, and I think that's going to be pretty important. You know, I get some snarled looks with us not going no huddle, but we'll go no huddle when I need to. But right now, I think it's important that, as one of the coaches said yesterday, we need to get in the huddle and look each other in the eyes and smell each other's breath and push each other through it. You know, because for us, we're going to have to dig deep. We got what we got facing now coming up with the hurricane, have to overcome that adversity, and then get ready to hopefully play Memorial and get that win, and then it's time to the region. And I don't want to lose the region game at all. I want to win the region outright. I don't want it to be by default or somebody say, well, they went 3-1 and they got it because of points. No, I want to win the whole thing. I don't want it to be left un. I don't want it to be. I want to be the undisputed champion this year, not be the disputed champion. I want it to be so that when we're done at the end of the year, our region record in the last 3 years or so is we're 12-2. I don't want to be 11-3 again. I want to be 12-2 and be that team that we're at the top of the game, and then we can host all the home playoff games and play at home and make up for what we've lost here tonight and catch back up. That's awesome.
Well, we will be right back on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show here on the Bishop Media Sports Network after we take a quick break for a word from our sponsors.
Your proud new home for the Frederick Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season, Nat's Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7:30 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederick Academy football. And of course, enjoy the flip-flop atmosphere that has made Nat's Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons, 912-638-7378, and let's go Knights!
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Heron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Heron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Heron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802. Or check them out online at herondds.com.
H&H Lifestyles on St. Simons is proud to sponsor this broadcast of the Frederick Academy Knights 2017 football season. From first downs and touchdowns to kickoffs and playoffs, the H&H team will be cheering on the Frederick team. H&H Lifestyles, appliances, bedding, audio, video, electrical, and security, located in Retreat Plaza on St. Simon's Island. Go Knights!
All right, welcome back to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Again, I'm John Wetzler on location at Nats Landing here with Coach Derrick on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus. One's in Brunswick, one's on St. Simon's. Immediate care provided. Parker's, Jessup Furniture, and Shellen Hogan. So, when it comes to Valwood, comparatively speaking with some of the teams we've played already, how would you compare them in terms of size, talent, when we do finally get to play? Or will we even make this game up or not?
We probably won't make the game up. I don't know. We're trying to see if we can squeeze it in somewhere because we have an open week at the end of the season before the playoffs. So we'll reevaluate it. Coach Anderson and I will talk about it and see. But
yeah, it might not be any either one of your best interests.
And then we probably face them sometime in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I hope it's at our place, and I hope we beat them and do what we're supposed to do and have our business. Evaluating Valwood, they were very, very – they had two big guys up front that were going to be really tough to stop. They got a big three technique and one technique. One's about 270, one's about 245, and they do a very good job up front. From what I got from it and watching film and studying, we were going to be really good on the perimeter. Again, throw the ball a little bit down the field. We got to get better throwing the ball down the field and executing down that way. And then for us defensively, for us it's just a little thing. It's getting to the ball, getting ready, and really rallying to the football, swarming and being aggressive. Getting lined up is a big part of it too for us, and I thought we did a real good job this week getting lined up defensively. We kind of simplified a few things, and kids did a real good job this week. So I felt good going in game plan wise. It's kind of one of those things, you get it all set up, then you turn around, you've got everything sitting there, and you're like, well, just push it over to the hurricane and let's get ready for that. But at the end of the day, I felt like we had a good chance going in and playing with them. And they've kind of been one of the big boys on the block in Geese over the last 5 or 6 years, So they're one of those teams that's always in the Final Four or playing for the state championship. And so that's why we play them, is we want to know where we're at. Last year we went over there and upset them. And I felt like this year was going to be a really good game. I felt like we may have had an edge at times in some areas.
Yeah.
But overall, I thought it was going to be a really good football game, and they're a really good team. It was going to be whoever didn't make mistakes. That's another thing I emphasize is for us offensively, ball security, we don't turn the ball over, we got a chance to be pretty good,
Well, and if you think about, we played two teams that are superlative talent in terms of who we're going to face in our area that counts. And we've got all these lessons that we can learn from both of those games about, when you're tempted to just try to throw the ball away, just take the loss,
right.
Live to fight another day.
Another day.
I mean, there's so many things that I think we can learn from these two losses we've had to these two incredible teams that, hopefully that's going to stick. We'll say, hey, I don't want that again. I remember when that changed the game.
Right.
Tuck it.
I think those are the things that you take from it. I said that Friday night when we were leaving Weston. I know we didn't feel good about it at the time, and everybody was a little bit down and all that stuff. But at the same time, you go watch film, you take lessons from it. You learn from your mistakes. Don't commit them again. Go make plays. The big thing we gotta have is our playmakers gonna have to make big time plays. We gotta go and make plays. And offensively, if we don't turn the ball over, we have a chance to score every time we touch the ball.
Absolutely.
I just believe that we can score on offense every single time if we don't put ourselves in a bad situation. So we talk a little bit about if you take a 1 yard loss, it's so much better than taking an 11 yard loss because you're trying to make something happen. Just take the 1 yard loss. and let me call something. It's much easier for me to call a play on second 11 than it is second 21.
Right, right. Well, this is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Yeah, that's what I was telling my beloved firstborn child, was, you know, get in there and watch the film. Ask a coach, and all you guys need to do this, you know, ask a coach, what is my objective on this play? You know, I mean, what is your overall expectation of me on you know, where is everybody supposed to be? Try to understand, you know, what's happening on every single play, not just where you're supposed to be, but where the ball's supposed to be coming, where your head's supposed to be for the lane, you know. And I saw some progress too. Like, you know, I saw people coming off blocks when on offense when defenders were turning their backs on our offensive, you know, wide receivers and different people. They turned their backs and they were coming off their blocks.
Yeah.
You know? And then we were making big plays and we weren't having clipping penalties.
Right.
And, you know, those are the kind of things we just, mm-hmm. you know, and really, we can use this extra time. If we could just get you guys to get excited about learning from, you know, I'm talking to you guys, these guys out here, get excited about learning from what you did right and what you did wrong. I mean, that's such an advantage, you know, to be able to look at it objectively.
That was the thing when we went in, when we started watching the film, I tried to, of course, I got home, I think 5:30 Saturday morning. That's after I'd already watched the film one time and then downloaded it and sent it to schools, and then I watched it again. And so I go back and I look and say, okay, what did we do right? What did we do wrong? What were our key moments? What were our plays that we... What is the play that I put in my pocket that we're going to get a touchdown on? And we went into it. I thought our offensively, we were pretty sound. They lined up exactly where we drew them up. And on the headset, Coach Stafford just kept saying, Coach, they're lined up exactly where we're at and where you drew them up. We just have to execute a little bit better. And I think it's just going to be the little things. Our stance... I know people don't think that, but getting in a football playing stance and being ready to go, and I say that, saves you a step to a step and a half every time. So we emphasize stance. We emphasize our attitude of looking like we're ready to go, just be ready to go get somebody.
Yeah.
And don't look like you're tired. Be ready to go. Get yourself ready. And I think a lot of it is just being prepared. Like you said, study it, you know. If you sit down to watch a college game, or if you sit down and watch game film on huddle with it, study it. Get to know what the objective is. Understand the grand scheme. Now, I get it. I understand kids want to look at what they did and did they do it right. And we point out things and say, listen, you're not deep enough. You got to scrape. You got to read this guy. You got to do that. But overall, you know, I think the kids are starting to grasp what we're trying to teach them.
Yeah.
More and more, we're much further along than we were two or three years ago. They're starting to understand, hey, we're running this, trying to isolate this guy and getting him in a bad spot. And we're getting there, you know. And you just can't get discouraged because you can't make a couple mistakes. And that's the thing, that's our next step, is if we do make a mistake, we got to learn to play through it. If the referee throws a flag, we got to play through it. We got to figure out a way to make the next play. We can't just let that play hurt us for the next two plays.
Yeah.
And then be like, oh, now we got to go play.
Yeah.
No, you got to learn to play through it. Make it up on the next play.
Right.
And I think if we can get that taken care of, we got a very good chance to be a very, 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 very good football team.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles? Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice? Parker's. Fresh fruit cups, salads, and Dippin' Dots? Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's, and let's go Knights. Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times. Or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
For years, Shell and Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shell and Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shell and Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simon's Island or give them a call at 638-9031.
You know, one of the things that I told my beloved son was I wanted him to watch, not the plays, not the plays where the whistle, in between the whistle, but after. I wanted him to watch when he walked off the football field.
Yeah.
Or when he, you know, and I wanted to challenge him to make him see that.
Yeah.
So that it never happens again.
Yeah.
I love him. Like my own son.
That's something that we talk about.
That's what happens when you see that for yourself instead of your dad saying, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, you know, I see what you're saying. I don't want to look that way.
Yeah. Don't always be sprinting on and off the field. That's something we talk about our guys. Be in a run. Get there. Look like you want to be part of it.
Right.
Don't look like it's miserable.
Right.
Listen, this will be the best time of your life. You know and I know. If we could trade a moment with them to play three plays, we'd trade with them right now. But at the same time, you know, I understand it's tough, and it's tough work, but I feel like the kids are getting there. They're that edge of – I saw it today in practice. They understand the objective and what it's going to take to push everybody in practice to get better. We had a pretty good practice today, and the kids are starting to understand – what it's going to take. It's the little bitty things. It's keeping your locker clean.
Yeah.
It's sprinting on off the field. It's getting in your stance.
Making your bed. You ever heard that?
Yeah. Making the bed at home. That's the thing. I mean, hey, it's the little bitty things that's going to tell the difference for us. And, you know, I think we have a very good chance of being that football team, but they've got to do all the little things. And we continue to emphasize it over and over again.
Yeah, well, I was making a reference to an admiral in the Navy who wrote a book about it's called Make Your Bed. And basically, it's exactly what you're talking about. It's the little things. You start off your day, and he talks about how, you know, he learned in the Navy, you know, you make your bed. First thing you do. So when you come home at night, it doesn't matter how bad of a day you had, you come home and you got a nice, clean, made up bed. It kind of makes you kind of happy that you got a place to lay down on. But it's the little things that start with making your bed, and then the little things that go throughout the day. His point is, everything is the little things that comes together, and you know,
the little things will take care of the big things.
Right.
And I tell our guys that all the time. If you take care of the little things, we'll take care of the big things at the end of the day. You know, and that's the key. You know, for us is take care of little things, the big things will take care of itself. You know, be all in.
Right.
You know, buy in, sell out. At the end of the day, you have to go in and do it all. If you want to be committed to being a champion, you got to buy in and sell out. At the end of the day. And that's in every phase. That's not just being a football player, not at Frederica. It's same being a model student, being a great kid in the classroom, and being a good football player. And those are that's what I expect every single day out of our guys.
Well, I can tell you as person has been in all the games and seen it. We're playing exciting football. I'm proud of the way that everybody's not quitting, you know, in some of the games where we've had, you know, a lot of slip mountain decline.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about the potential that we have. I mean, we got to believe we can do this. And I think there's no reason for us to think we can't.
No, it's a mindset.
Yep.
How you wake up and go about your business every day, and I think our guys are getting to that point that they're starting to understand it.
Well, Coach, it's always a pleasure, and thank you for everybody who came out here. Thank you for the wait staff out here for all of your hard work. Thanks for joining us for the Frederick Academy Coach Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Remember to come out to Nat's Landing on St. Simon's in Redfern Village and join us every Wednesday night at 7:30 during football season for the Brandon Derrick Show. Signing off on John Wetzler. Thank you.